rake them out, you know, in a little bong. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so just cut that and rake them out and throw them down in a little bong. Then you can go back, you know, or there'd be bongs about like that. Every rake, every stroke you make. Of course, that's the way you know you did, because you didn't have these, you know, things that mowers and a lot of stuff like that, the combiners and things to combine the oats now. But that's what we did then. We threw it out there, you know, and just rake that barn in. Where we put, just drop them down there, you know, and just keep it going, drop them down. Where you go back and tie them oats up in your time, you know. And they'd be in barns about like that. And they'd be more easy to handle, you know.
Would you stack them together?
Well, you can just, after you tie them up in the field, then you can take them out. You're supposed to take them on out, then haul them out to the barn. Put them up in the barn, you know, to feed on. Yes.
So they just stay in the field till they dry, and then you take them.
Well, of course, now, they're pretty well ready to haul in, you know, whenever you get them cut.
Oh, I see.
Yes, sir.
You don't cut them until they're dry.
No, sir. No, sir. Well, you know, till they get sort of dry, you know, ripe. You don't cut them till they, but by the time, and then that's in this hot summertime, too, because they'll soon dry enough, you know, at that time of year. Yes, you can cut them and bond them, you know. But just cut them and just lay them there, you know, and then go back in time to where they, you can handle them, you know, and let bond.
And when it came time to break the land in the spring, would you describe what you do with that? When it came time to, in the spring, to really break the land for the crops, how would you do that? Could you tell me something about it?
Now, what to plant, just any crop?
Yes, any of
well, you take,
the steps.
Yes, sir. Well, you take your way to do now, you know. Where you want to take? Back yonder.
Really more in
back yonder. Back yonder, you know, we'd get the mules up, you know, and we'd get out there and we'd hitch them to a turning plow. Now, sometime we'd hitch two to one, big two-horse plow, we call it. And then some, we'd hitch them to a one-horse turning plow. Where we get out there and we flat break that land good, you know. Where we take our drag, a section hard and drag it off good. And then we take our middle buster and we'd row it up. And then, of course, you know, if we gonna use fertilizer, but back in several years, we didn't have to use fertilizer. We just planted on that, you know, and of course, if it come much of a rain after we bed it up, well, we'd go right back there with the middle bust and throw it back and drag it off and plant it, run the plant up in there, open it and drop it. Most of the time, we'd bed it up, we'd drag it off level, we'd open it with a plow. And some of us would take the seed and drop it there, and they wouldn't come along with a harrow and cover it.
I see. And you call this thing that you cut with the plow, you call that a
row.
A row.
That's right. After we done flat broadcast it.
That's just I see.
Yes, after we done broadcast it and broke it up good, we take this middle bust and row it up in rows.
Mm-hmm. And you call that a row?
Rows. We call that rows. That's right. We call
it
rows.
Is that a furrow?
Beds.
Is a row the same as a furrow then?
Yes, right. That's right.
I see.
Yeah, in rows that way. And then we'd take one little ply, small little ply, and we'd rip them beds and drop the seed in there, whatever we got to plant, and then come along with another little harrow, drags over that and levels it off, and then it'd come up.
What did you call the horse on the left? Did you have a special name for him? You had
well, of course, you know, of course, we, you know, there'd be different names, you know, of course, you know. According it may be a mule, a horse, or, you know, we may be named Kate.
I was thinking, somebody told me that the horse on the left was so important because he was the wheel horse.
Of course, that's whenever you, a wheel horse, of course, you know, when that's whenever you got maybe four.